Hi, my name's Norman Cook, and I'll be reading a story by Louise Gregory, who has contributed to Gratitude, a wonderful public art installation which commemorates and celebrates the stories of this extraordinary moment in time and pays tribute to all of our key workers across the country. To give you some context, Martlet's Hospice community nurse Louise Gregory has been delivering comfort and care for end-of-life patients for 6 years, but COVID-19 created a particular challenge. Providing reassurance when people can't see you smiling. Keep on Caring Through COVID by Louise Gregory, clinical nurse specialist at Martlet's Hospice in Hove. When I go to someone's house, I see their carpets. I see pictures of their family, their intimate possessions and what they like to read. I see what makes them a person and what matters to them. I can talk to them about these things and their lives and about who they are beyond their illness. That's the beauty of community nursing and why I do it. We talk about patients as a group of people, but that doesn't really describe the humanness of what I experience when I visit them. We feel so privileged to go into people's houses at the time of their lives when they're at their most vulnerable. 24 hours a day, we provide pain relief, administer medication, and offer mobility support. But what we do is more than simply caring for their clinical needs. We bear witness to what they're going through, and we see the whole person, not just a patient. People with terminal illness have felt particularly isolated during lockdowns, especially if they've been shielding. They understand that we have to have full PPE on when we visit, but they no longer see our smiles. The PPE is to keep them safe and us, but seeing us dressed like that has reminded people just how dangerous COVID can be, especially before the vaccine was rolled out. Some of our patients struggle with different forms of communication. When they can't see our mouths and eyes, it can be difficult. If you're deaf, for example, you can't lip read, and you can't gauge our emotions if our faces are covered. I've been a clinical nurse specialist in and around Brighton for the last 6 years and at Martlet's Hospice in Hove for almost 3 years. But this year has been particularly relentless. All my colleagues have gone that extra mile and taken on extra shifts. It's not just about being resilient at work, though. You can't just close the door and go home to normality because COVID has been affecting our home lives as well. We've got children to look after and we've had to homeschool. And we've been looking after our elderly parents and our elderly partners too. Everyone has felt so exhausted, but we've learnt so much about each other and what we can achieve together. Thank you for listening to this story. For more stories and information on gratitude, please visit www.thisisgratitude.co.uk.